Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, the crowds shout out, Hosanna and blessed be. And in just a few moments, the crowds will cry out, let him be crucified. It might actually even be the same crowd, or at least parts of it must be the same. But the question is, what is happening? How does that work, where we go from blessings to curses, from death to life? But you see, that's what we're being called to see and recognize on this day. 4 years. Palm Sunday was the beginning of Holy Week, and it still is. But now there is another title for this day as well, and that is Passion Sunday. In our world, fewer and fewer people are able to join with us on Good Friday for worship. And so they were thus missing the Passion story. We were jumping straight from Hosanna to Hallelujah, and there was nothing in between. And so the Passion story was added to today's reading. We still enter into Jerusalem with Jesus and the disciples today. We saw that with the children. We sang the Hosannas. We still join in the crowd shouting out the blessings and Hosanna. It's just that also in a couple of minutes, we will join Jesus as he is accused and beaten, condemned, and as the crowds shout out, crucify. That's the corner we turn today. Because as Jesus entered Jerusalem, he is welcomed and celebrated. Hosanna is that cry for help and salvation that is usually made to God in prayer and in song. Jesus is hailed and greeted. Blessings are sung, but Jesus is also misunderstood this day. Jesus came to Jerusalem meekly and humbly. Jesus didn't come as a conquering general on a charger ready to rally the troops. Jesus came on a donkey. Jesus came as a prophet. Jesus came as the Messiah, God's chosen one, who has come for our salvation and not for conquest. Jesus arrives in Jerusalem with the tongue of a teacher, as Isaiah is describing in the servant song we heard. Jesus came so that he might sustain the weary with a word, and that word is forgiveness. Jesus came to Jerusalem so that he could, as Paul described today in Philippians, empty himself. Jesus is God. Jesus is God with us, Emmanuel. We see God most clearly in Jesus and most especially on the cross. So here we are today watching as Jesus empties himself, preparing himself for the ending of his ministry. Jesus is not giving in to the hype of the crowds that are greeting him. Instead, Jesus empties himself of divinity. He empties himself of any need to win or conquer. Jesus is also emptied by those who pull the beard or strike the back. He is emptied by those who betray, deny, condemn, or flog. Jesus is emptied by those who misunderstand him on purpose, who try to make his message and his ministry into nothing. And so this is our transition today. This is the corner that we round from one surrounded by the crowds crying Hosanna to one facing the crowds as they shall let him be crucified. We move from seeing one seated on a donkey to one nailed on a cross for our sake. We move from one living to teach and help to one dying that we might be saved. Today we stand at this crossroads, watching as Jesus empties himself for us. May we learn from Christ today to empty ourselves from our self-centered desires, our need to win, our need for fame. And instead, may we live in love and care for our neighbors, following Jesus wherever he leads us. Amen.